Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Agonzo G just making a video about my small rooster. Let's go. In case you don't understand what I mean by rooster, I'm talking about your cock. And not just any cock, a tranny cock. Apparently, their cocks shrink because of the hormones that they take and other factors. Let's check it out. Yes, here on Reddit, they got this nonsense. It says, penis shrinkage. Trigger. Dumb question, but if I'm 5 inches hard now, small with HRT shrink it to probably genetics, I'm guessing. Whatever the fuck this weird trendy sign, right? So in a nutshell, this dude's saying that he's a guy and he's turning into a chick, and because he's taking estrogen, you know, HRT, his dick is 5 inches hard, so it might get smaller according to him. So yeah. So other trannies is giving their input, right? You know, you gotta ask your people, right? That's what I would do. It says right here by Nicole May, 316. Let's see what they say. They, them. Wow, wow. No one can tell you exactly how much you can expect, but how much you use it regularly will impact that the most. So the more you fuck with it, the more bigger it gets? I guess like in 40-year-old virgin, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? Yes, testosterone loves making random boners all the time, even when you're asleep. Boing. You should now need to compensate for that manually. What do you mean manually? Does it mean you gotta jerk off? You gotta go, whoop. If you are wanting it to be smaller and keep it, well, just go forward and use it as much as you want. You will likely see it shrinkage you are looking for just from that alone. That's how it went for me. So what this tranny says, just keep it small and versatile and just fuck everything that moves. Yeah, who gives a shit? You'll still keep it like how this tranny did. Yeah, who cares? Doesn't hurt you. That what does not kill you makes you stronger, right? Genetics honestly don't play as much of a part that goes more into that you are now than where you will be. Whatever this person is saying, it says the genetic doesn't have anything to do with just whatever you're morphing into, like whatever. Okay. Like genetics isn't going to be any more or less of a determining factor than it already is before hopping on a anti-androgen. Okay, a lot of tranny lingo here. And here's another tranny saying, as far as I know, nightly erections aren't random. They are a body's means of preserving penile tissue. Ooh, yes, you want to protect that tiny tot that you have between your legs. If you stop getting them while on estrogen, you will need to induce them manually, I guess it means jerk off, to prevent the penis from shrinking, at least due to disuse. So yes, you lose it if you don't use it. Woohoo! And got 10 upvotes. I guess the other tranny, you know, didn't have the balls to say what they were gonna say and they deleted, right? And then I'm guessing the tranny from top, Mizarawawa, Agua, whatever, responded. It says, I do not know the specific interaction between estrogen and penises, but if estrogen can induce bottom growth, perhaps the inverse can happen as well. Woo! Yes, the wonderful world of trannies is very interesting indeed, ain't it? Regardless, your penis definitely can atrophy from disuse. So if you'd like to reduce the odds of it shrinking, you should use it. Yes, you should use it or some bullshit will happen, right? Yes, fellas, we'll keep on going and reading more and more of these guys' comments about small pee-pee shrinking. Well, if you want your cock to shrink, maybe you shouldn't be taking hormones. I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't hurt to stop doing your degeneracy. If you don't know this, it's the government doing all this nonsense, polluting your mind. But what do I know? I'm the retard, right? But at least I have my penis. At least I could have children. Unlike you weirdos. Bye-bye to your penis. Goodbye, horses. That's another tranny, Buffalo Bill. In the end of the day, it doesn't matter, right? As long as you keep your pee-pee in between your legs and you don't do some crazy shit and you end up going to prison, you'll be fine, guy. Yeah, just don't do this kind of stuff. Degeneracy is not a good thing. But what do I know, right? I'm a stupid idiot. Well, anyways, you guys take care, be the best person you can be, make as much money as you can, take care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, and go forth and take care of yourself. Okay then, bye-bye. I'm not going to do it.